George said that he thinks Fernando has a major league package.
The major league package.
Okay, and comfortable names. I asked these boys off the air earlier in the show, what is the most uncomfortable, realistic name that a person can have? And I came up with a woman named Gay with the last name COX.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty uncomfortable.
Yep.
Sure.
And you said you doubted that anyone would be named that. And sure enough, we found a lawyer here in Dallas that's mm-hmm. named that. So P1 started sending in all the ones that they are aware of. Paul in Inbox says, I was at work 10 years ago and went into a conference call with a coworker. We called in, and the people on the other end said it'd be a few minutes because they were waiting for Harry Cox to show up. We hit the mute button, and we were laughing so hard we were crying. The whole call was done on mute, only released for simple yes or no answers with tears rolling down our faces.
Is that handling your job really well?
No.
That being mature.
That just a funny name can bust you up like that so bad.
Will you tell the story?
In fifth grade.
Will you tell the complete story of how you pranked Coop when he was here at the ticket?
Yeah, I pranked Coop with that particular name. Harry COX.
Back when we used to read faxes, not email.
Right. It was
Fax spotter?
Yeah. Kind of pre-email, so we used to get a lot of faxes. And so I would always try to sneak in offensive names to get Coop to read them on the air. And one time I get into, can you make sure that's extended on there and it doesn't cut off, Jer? We have the audio of this. I sent one in and made some boring sports point. And I signed it from, quote, in quotes, his nickname, Big. And his name was,
but
Harry Cox.
But you know what? The body of the email was, hey, I know you're talking about Cecil Fielder, and I can relate. I'm an overweight listener.
Right.
And I used to try to play baseball, and I've had a weight problem. So you set it up.
It was a setup.
To where the guy was clearly a big guy.
Yeah. So I could put Big in front of his name and hopefully get Coop to not only score what I think is a from beyond the three-point arc,
with Harry Cox,
but then adding Big before it, I mean, that is, that's heaving it from the opposite key, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
I mean,
so this is what you heard on the air at the end of the email, or maybe beginning.
We're Harry Cox.
What happened?
Well, you can just go ahead and play it. It doesn't matter.
We're Harry Cox. Big Harry Cox.
That last name had an X on it.
Suh.
Yes. We're having inco problems here. Unbelievable that we were able to get him on that. All right, Matthew says, my dad bought a car from a guy
so sorry, y'all
in Missouri, and he had his, he still has the business card with the salesman's name on it. The guy's name, I can't imagine this. I don't know if I can read these names. These are real names, though, right?
Right, so you can read them. Go ahead and read it.
What's his name?
Dick Fag. Two G's. Why would you not change the name or go by Richard?
Yeah.
What about the girl in the high school basketball game that Hanson called at one time? She scored like 50.
Her name was Fonda Peters, wasn't it?
No.
Dix. D-I-X was her last name.
Fonda.
Well, James sends this in. He says he went to school with a hot girl named Anita Dick. And he says he has the yearbook to prove it.
Really?
Anita.
Don't parents think before they do this?
Yeah, don't they think, or are they just so oblivious that it never occurs to them in her 20 years as their child?
World that we live in.
We all turn into Beavis and Butthead when we hear these names.
Pretty much.
And I don't know whether this is the same girl or not, but I got this one from Nan. She says, I worked with a girl here in Dallas a few years ago named
Anita Dick.
All 600 people in the company giggled every time the receptionist paged her. Every time. It still never got old to them. They still giggled. The craziest thing was that Anita was her middle name, and she chose to use it because she reasoned that no one would ever forget her name.
That's ridiculous.
So she purposely went by it. Some of these I just can't read. This one from Mandy. She says, in the insurance business, she knew an agent whose name was... Man, I really can't read this. First name, Sarah. Last name, K-L-I-T, Guard.
Well, who has that last name?
I don't know.
There's no way.
I mean, it sounds like an impressive medical device, but
it's not a last
name.
Is that for female athletes?
I don't know. I guess.
Softball players?
their form of a cup?
Right. Did you get Tobin's email?
Let me see.
The mayor of Fort Wayne, Indiana?
No.
It says you can look this up. It's on his Wikipedia page. Harry Balls.
Listen to us.
So stupid.
We're way too old to be laughing at this stuff. That's just the poor guy's name.
All right. B-A-A-L-S.
Gynecologist in Branson, Missouri. This can't be right. Dr. Dick Stiff.
No way. I don't believe that.
Oh, man.
Now, this one's not as vulgar, but this is a policyholder at some, I don't know, bank or insurance place. It's a woman named Sweet Meat Brown. When Scott says, doesn't that sound like an old blues guitarist?
Yeah. Yo, Sweet Meat Brown. He's good.
Dallas engineering firm apparently has a guy named...
And faggot.
God. Don't you pronounce it Fagio at that point. Don't you try to claim it's fringe.
Yes. Or just change it.
Unbelievable. Boy, and they're just pouring in an email right now.
Dave says, don't forget about the well-known international anti-doping official, Dick Pound.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Remember the former Indians pitching coach, Dick Pohl?
Yes.
Now, see, some people are saying it. Well, Dick Trickle has an uncomfortable name.
Yeah, well, he got on SportsCenter every week for the results of where he finished 33rd because Dan Patrick wanted to bring up Dick Trickle every time.
All right, now see, some of these I think are fake. Jeff says he used to work with three Asian guys, one named Hung Well,
no. Okay.
Long Wang,
no.
And Enormous Genitals. Okay. See, I think that's fake.
That one's real, I think, that last one.
Oh, there's just too many of them. There is a girl, by the way, right now on D Magazine's Most Beautiful People or whatever, named Charity Beavers. It's a girl named Charity Beavers.
Hey, well, I wish she had been around in high school.
How about our chief engineer, Hugh Beavers?
Yes, and it's pronounced Hugh, not huge, the way some people say it around here. I remember this. There was a teacher in a local school district named... Gosh, can't say it.
Dyke Fag. No way.
Yes.
No way. That is a first name?
You could not be a teacher with that name.
No.
Kids would... you'd have a zoo on your hands every day.
All right, if you had that... Okay, so it's a teacher. Is this a guy or a girl? It's a girl, right? You're a guy?
The only time I've heard that name is as a last name, Spike Dykes, or
right.
Something like that. I've never heard that as a first name.
Dick Van Dyke.
Right.
But if you have that as your last name, why would you give your kid that first name?
I don't know.
All right. incredible story about